When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, SFFEL listeners. Welcome to Backlist to the Future, our bi-weekly installment of recommendations from the deep and sometimes dusty corners of science fiction and fantasy, because one show every 2 weeks is just not enough to cover all the books we want to talk about. I'm Jen Northington. I am recording on February 22nd, and today I'm talking about some fun sci-fi fantasy graphic novels. It's been a hot minute since I talked about any, and on our recent full-length show, we talked about foodie sci-fi fantasy, and of course it reminded me of a book that I really wanted to talk about, but I wanted to save it for this, so here we are. Before we get into my picks for today, let's hear from our sponsor, which is TBR, Book Riot's own personalized book recommendations service. It is time to check out TBR, our subscription service for readers of all stripes. With TBR, you tell our professional book nerds, we call them bibliologists, about your likes and dislikes, whether you want comfort or stretch reads, and of course, what your reading goals are, and then sit back while they comb through your Goodreads account, if you have one, and handpick recommendations and must-reads for you. TBR offers plans to receive 3 hardcover books in the mail or 3 recommendations by email, so there's an option for every budget, and the recommendations only level is available worldwide. After each order, give your bibliologist feedback, update your requests to stay in line with your reading goals and expanding horizons, and basically have your own personal book concierge. Visit mytbr.co to sign up today. It only takes a few minutes. That's mytbr.co. All right, so let's talk about Space Battle Lunchtime, which is a graphic novel series by Natalie Rice that is as fun as the name would suggest. There are 3 volumes in the series, so if you blaze through the first one, like I know you will, there is more for you. And it is just like a really delightful, queer, inclusive baking show set in space with aliens, like all of the things that you come to, I want to say shows like The Great British Bake Off, for example, like that warm, fuzzy, like everybody's sort of in it together, but also it is a competition and they're like trying to do their best and they have these lovely backstories, but also aliens. And like, what could be better than adding aliens to The Great British Bake Off? Nothing, as far as I'm concerned. Absolutely nothing. The main character, Peony, is from Earth. She's a human. And she gets to go on the universe's hottest reality TV show as a contestant. And she did not realize that it was going to be on a spaceship. There are also, in un-Great British Bake Off, you know, ways, there are also some competitors who are trying to make the other ones fail. So she has to not only battle her nerves and like trying to get her recipes right, but also sabotage. It's just super fun. It's really delightful. And the art is amazing. Like, you'll look at that cover and you'll be like, yep, I'm going to read that. So if you're looking for just some really enjoyable foodie science fiction, you cannot go wrong with Space Battle Lunchtime by Natalie Rice. Enjoy. I know you're going to love it. Okay. And then not foodie, but a graphic novel series that like gave me the warm fuzzies, despite also having some like hard stuff in it, is Demon Slayer. Volume 1 is Kimetsu no Yaiba. This is by Koyoharu Gotege, with John Wary as translator, as well as Stan, Adam Grano, Mike Montessa, and John Hunt. This is a manga, and it is about a young man named Tanjiro who lives in like this tiny village. It's Taisho era Japan, oldie time Japan, and he sells charcoal. Like, his, you know, family is struggling to make ends meet. He's got, you know, little siblings, and he's helping his mother, you know, sort of, you know, keep food on the table. And right before a holiday, he is trying to like get a little extra money so that they can enjoy the holiday even better. So he's out selling charcoal, but it's the middle of a snowstorm, so he can't go home that night. And when he gets home, everything sort of falls apart because a demon has slaughtered almost his entire family. His little sister, Nezuko, is the only survivor, but she is now a demon because of the attack. And so he has to find a way to, like, heal his sister and, you know, seek vengeance. And that's, like, a pretty dark thing. It's a pretty sad premise. But Tanjiro is such a cinnamon roll. Like, he is so sweet. And he's forced into this, you know, vengeance, violence plot where that would not have been what he would choose to do with his life. But he rises to the occasion and he just cares so much about his sister. He cares so much about the various people that he meets. You see him find a mentor and start to train. And you also see his sister start to, like, grapple with what has become of her and what she needs to do about it. It is just, I just love the characters. I love their relationships. I love the art. Like, everything about it is so wonderful. And I know, a little bit obsessed, obviously. They've also, there's a cartoon version of this on, I want to say, Netflix that I haven't watched yet, but I hear is fantastic. And it is on my list for when I next need to just fall down, you know, a rabbit hole and marathon a show. But the manga is great, and I think a lot of you will fall as deeply in love with Tanjiro and the other characters. And I love to see mythology play out in the pages of my, well, anything, obviously. And there's a great deal of Japanese mythology. The demons and the fox spirits and all of those things show up in this as well. So that's really satisfying, too. So again, that is Demon Slayer. Volume 1 is Kimetsu no Yaiba. And yeah, I think y'all are going to love them. So I don't know about you all, but I have less brain space for reading right now for a lot of reasons. So graphic novels are like right in my wheelhouse. And hopefully they're in yours. All right. Those are our recommendations for today. Thank you all for listening to our bookish ramblings. Thanks also to our sound editor, Caitlin Brame, who helps us sound great each and every episode. If you would like to email us, maybe you have theme suggestions for the main show. Maybe you've read something and want to tell us what you thought about it. Maybe you got a hot tip about a news story, whatever. SFFyeah@bookriot.com. Pet pictures. We love it when you send us pet pictures. If you would also be so kind as to review us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. That will help other sci-fi fantasy nerds to find the show. And then in between shows, you can find us online. I am on Twitter and Tumblr as Jen IRL, J-E-N-N-I-R-L, or on Instagram as I am Jen IRL. And we'll talk to you next time.